Heather Duplessy-Allen.
Now, despite all the talk of systemic racism, the government and the Ministry of Health can't provide data to back up their claims that systemic racism is to blame for poor Māori health outcomes. This is the most interesting finding in a report just out today from the New Zealand Initiative. Senior Fellow Bryce Wilkinson is the author of this report. Hi, Bryce.
Yes, hello, Heather.
So did you ask the Ministry of Health and the government for evidence and they can't cough it up?
Yes, that's right. It's very frustrating. They did send me replies and referred to a few dozen articles, but when I got into them, there was nothing of substance to show that that racism is a significant cause of the indisputably inferior average outcomes for Māori compared to non-Māori.
Okay, if it's not racism, then what do you reckon is to blame for the large differences in the average health outcomes across racial groups?
It's frustrating that the Ministry hasn't done that, but the lead candidates are socioeconomic factors, which includes poor quality housing, low levels of education, and often not good job experience, skills or job histories. There are also cultural factors can also matter, different dietary habits, different attitudes to obesity, you know, whether it's a good thing, adds mana or status, or whether it's a bad thing. There's those contributing factors, you know, how much smoking, drug addiction, gambling habits, there's ability to budget, there's a whole range of factors.
Okay, so do you think that before we continue down this path that we are with the Māori Health Authority and with what's happening with PharmAct, which is basically, you know, trying to get over what they consider to be systemic racism, that actually these guys need to have another good look at this and get to the bottom of it once and for all?
Yes, exactly. You know, in medicine of all areas, it's understood that if you don't diagnose the patient's condition correctly, then the remedy is unlikely to work. Well, it's exactly the same with public policy. If you want to help people, you've got to work out what their problems really are.
Bryce, thank you for that. Bryce Wilkinson, New Zealand Initiative Senior Fellow, 5:13.
Heather Duplessy-Allen.